Ralph Williams came in.
Hey, Ralphie boy.
Yo, it's all fucking amateur works here all day.
Nothing is real if you don't believe in who you are. I don't believe in myself no more, don't you understand? What if I don't believe? That's it. He's finished. It's over. That's it.
Yes, everybody, it's the sounds of the mind game. You've been listening to the sounds of Mr. Ralph Williams. Keep it locked. Pressure makes him die.
Oh, what is going on, everybody? Thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for joining. This is Coffee with RW, Ralph William. I want to say thank you for joining me. You guys are great. I hope everyone is doing fantastic. You can find me on Twitter at the Ralph William on Twitter. You can find me on Mixcloud.com. You can find me on Rumble, Rumble.com. You can find me on EpicStrategiesNetwork.com. WESN. This is the morning show that makes you hate all morning shows. Thank you very much for joining me for this fine morning here on the East Coast of the United States of America. And I want to say thank you for those with the that was able to say, you know, how you've been, where you've been. You know, I greatly appreciate it. Thank you very much, everybody, for joining. I hope everyone had a great weekend. I had an okay weekend. It was as good as it can be. It's my birthday week, so my birthday is going to be on Friday. So hopefully everything works out pretty well. I also want to say for all my Taurus people out there, enjoy this month. Enjoy the month. I hope everything works out well with you. Hey, Ace. I haven't seen you in a minute. What's going on, Ace? How's life treating you? How's the kids? I also want to say, hey, Ace, it's been a while. It's been a while. So I'm going to be talking about a few things today. You know how I do on this fine Monday. The kids are still free to... Yeah, I guess they're, for the time being, right? You're giving them, you're giving them time to live. But, so I'm going to be talking about a few things. Maybe a little quick review on Mortal Kombat. Saw it on Friday. I kind of saw a little comment that Ace made on her Twitter about Mortal Kombat. So, be getting into that. Big Mortal Kombat fan. Yeah, right? Yeah, Ace is like, oof. It was rough, right? But I'm saying, like, you saw, well, you've seen, compared to the other Mortal Kombats, I mean, in terms of, I guess, the flow of the movie, well, we'll get into that anyway. And I'm sure Ace has a lot of, insight on it. And of course, I just want to say, everybody, go check out the Epic Strategies Network. Right after this, you can find me live on Podbean, Podbean. And you can also, if you want to start your own podcast, download the Podbean app, click the affiliate link below in the description of this podcast, and join. They do, it's pretty straightforward, ways to send your voice out to different platforms to get your voice out there. So join Podbean, click the affiliate link below, and join us here in the live section. I can't wait to see a lot of, you know, new people, new faces, well, new funky names that people like to title themselves, especially those PBG ones. I mean, come on, guys. Make an account already. So I'm going to be doing my live here, and then I'm going to be going live on my station on epicstrategiesnetwork.com for music purposes, get you started in your morning. And also, I want to say, for anybody that wants to submit a freestyle to the show, the show on WESN, we do there's a night show, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m., strictly freestyle instrumentals. And it's mainly for those that are looking for a place to just listen to some tracks and, you know, bust a freestyle. If you want to send us a recording of you freestyling, you know, over one of the beats or a cappella, go to the website www.epicstrategiesnetwork.com and fill out the form, join, and send us your instrumentals, and we'll put them on. Of course, of course. I haven't had my coffee today. I don't know why I'm trying to, why am I experimenting with my body? I always do this. I usually want to start my day with a cup of coffee, but now I'm like prolonging the inevitable. So I'm usually going to like wait until I'm done with my shows and then have a nice cup of coffee. Whereas I had a cup of coffee during my shows, but we'll see how that goes. it hasn't been a great feeling. You know, Ralphie's got to have his coffee. But at least it keeps me somewhat focused to keep on going and get the show over. Not over with, like, you know, let's get it over with, like, you know, free flowing it. Well, speaking of free flowing it, if anybody has ever, known Fox the Cypher or has seen Fox the Cypher, let him know I'm looking for him. I've got most of his or some of his tracks that he was a part of, and they are on rotation at the radio station. So I'm looking to find some more. So if you have a up-and-coming track that you've been working on or you've worked on or if you released or you just want to submit something for an extra, you know, exposure, or go to epicstrategiesnetwork.com and submit your track, and you know, let us know whatever it is you want us to know about your track or album or you, whatever the case may be, and you know, we'll put it on. No worries. Also looking for any DJs that want to be a part of it. Let us know, and we'll find a time slot for you if you want to do it live or if you want to submit pre-recordeds. That's totally fine. We'll do that with no worries. But this is the podcast version, so thank you very much, everybody, for joining me. I greatly appreciate it. The Discord server, the Discord link is in the description box of the podcast. So if you want to join our Discord server, you can click the link below. Make sure to go to redbubble.com, type in TEARZESC, Tears ESC. That way you get some merchandise, help out a fellow podcaster by the name of Tears. He does a show here on Podbean, Teardrops of Hip Hop, that can carry over to the WESN station as well. What else do I need to plug in? Let's see. I got nothing else to plug in. So yeah, make sure to join Teardrops of Hip Hop whenever you get the opportunity. Follow him, Tears. Follow a lot of the people here on Podbeam. Do the lives, doing their thing. Shout out to Milk Dog. And I hope everybody's doing great on this fine morning. So, first things first, man. I need my bed music, man. There's nothing like having some bed music because, you know, it is what it is. There you go. That's more like it. Anybody in the chat, let me know how it sounds, because I know Podbeam is acting a little funky. So you know how I get. So let me know if everything is okay. If you guys can hear me fine, if it's glitchy, if you hear static, blah, 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 blah. If Man Cave was here, he'd probably tell me, yeah, brethren, I hear a little crackle in your audio. And I'd be like, fuck you, Man Cave. Speaking of Man Cave, you can find Man Cave on Mixcloud.com as well. Mixcloud Live, and also SoundCloud. You can find Man Cave Sound on SoundCloud and Mixcloud, and on Podbeam as well. So there you go. We're good. It is what it is. All right, so let's talk about Mortal Kombat, right? Now, hey, Naresh. Thank you, Naresh, for joining. Good morning, Naresh. How are you? Now, before we move on to Mortal Kombat, I do want to touch upon some piece of news. Now, Naresh, I don't know if you could back me up on this statement to see if it's true or if it's correct. Maybe my sources are wrong. COVID, what? But situation is very worse in India. Yeah. So what I was about to say, Naresh, is that India's public health ambassador passed away after he put out a video, I'm assuming, like telling everybody to get vaccinated, and he got vaccinated. And then he passed away afterwards. Is that correct? No, that's not correct. Okay, so can you explain what happened? Now, for my Indian people, I'm going to play this clip. And you let me know, you know, what he's saying. I don't have a translator. This is for my Indian people out there. How come I'm not hearing anything?
What a predicament.
That's weird. Oh, here we go.
எல்லோரும் அதாவது ஒவ்வொரு நமது உரிமை அதை நம்ம விட்டு தரவே கூடாது. நாம ஒருத்தர் ஓட்டு போடுறதுனால என்ன பெரிய சேஞ்ச் வந்துட போகுது, அல்லது போடலைன்னா என்ன சேஞ்ச் வந்துட போகுதுன்னு நினைக்கவே கூடாது. அப்படி நினைப்பது ஜனநாயகத்துக்கு நாம செய்யக்கூடிய மிகப்பெரிய தீங்கு. ஆகவே எல்லோரும் அதாவது ஒவ்வொரு ஆளுமை தலைமை, அதை தேர்ந்தெடுப்பது நம் விரல்மை. தலைமையை தேர்ந்தெடுப்பது நம் விரல்மை, அதை நாம் மறந்துடக்கூடாது. தான் அதுதான் ஜனநாயகத்தின் வலிமை. அதை நாம் எப்போவுமே விட்டு கொடுக்கக்கூடாது. ஆகவே எல்லோரும் வாக்குச்சாவடிக்கு சென்றோ, அல்லது வயதானவர்கள் முடியாதவர்கள் தபால் மூலமாகவோ தங்களுடைய வாக்குகளை கண்டிப்பாக பதிவு செய்ய வேண்டும். வாழ்க இந்தியா, வாழ்க தமிழ், வாழ்க தமிழ்நாடு, ஜெய்ஹிந்த்.
So I don't know if you were able to catch all that or if you can translate it. But I saw like a headline saying that this gentleman passed away a few days after reporting on the vaccinations and taking it. Oh, this is not Hindi? Okay. See, you know, that's why I need someone to let me know. Because I don't know. That's what the headline says. Maybe I need to get Hobo Chillin' to come and tell me something. Okay. But anyway, I figured I put that out there and find out what's the real story. You know, let's hope they actually put out the actual information for their citizens. You know, I hope they don't keep that hidden, because the government would never do that, right? They wouldn't hide things from their citizens. Come on now. Our government's loyal. But anyway, okay. Back to Mortal Kombat. So, it was quite a... I was really, like, looking forward to this movie. I think it was about a year ago when they started talking about it or releasing certain, like, cut... Like pictures of them making the movie. And I was, like... I was very stoked for it because I thought... Because the way that I saw them, like... at least to me, portraying the movie, is that they were going to do like an origin, not too flamboyant. Because if you've ever seen the old Mortal Kombat movie, and I remember Mortal Kombat ever since the video game, obviously, I'm old enough. I was there when the game first came out, how crazy it was that there was a game that was pretty gruesome. And I even got involved in the TV series that they actually did that I still remember, like them killing off the staff at the end, like killing off the series, which I was, you know, I was kind of enjoying. Surprised that they've ended the series. It was pretty good, I think. And then they came with the movies. They came with the first Mortal Kombat, which was awesome, I thought, you know, because, damn, they made a movie of a video game that everybody enjoyed. And I thought it was okay for the time. Now, the second movie was quite, like, over the top. if anybody's ever seen, and I just saw this, was it last night or the night before? I saw Birds of Prey. Which was an okay movie. It was an okay movie, but it seemed a little, I don't know, not over the top, but like cliche, like B movie type of deal. That's what I kind of felt Mortal Kombat Part 2 was. It was very like flamboyant B side of movies, you know? So... it was, so that's what I thought when this new Mortal Kombat was going to come out. Like, they were going to take it a little more seriously, like with Dragon Ball Z. Like, when they actually made a movie out of it, I thought they were going to take it, like, seriously. And then I saw the end product, what was it, Dragon Ball Evolution? And I'm like, you know, the concept is cool. Maybe I just think... anime series or whatever translated into real movie thing, it's very hard to do. I don't think I've ever seen like an actual good maybe Ace knows. I don't know if she might be into a lot of that stuff. But I think they tried a Dragon Ball live action movie a long time ago, I believe, but they called it different. But it was, I think it was done maybe in Japan. I'm not sure where. But it wasn't, it's not really the same. Like, you expect so much different. You expect it different from, you know, from the anime show to the movie. But anyway, we're talking about Mortal Kombat. Let me see what Ace said. Ace said, Birds of Prey should have been the emancipation of Harley Quinn, right? It only felt... I didn't even really... No, anyway. It only felt when the actual Birds of Prey 10 minutes the whole movie. And that was like towards the end, right? Like, I don't know a lot of the storylines, like the origin stories of Birds of Prey, right? So I don't know, is fucking Rosie Perez, which was nice to see Rosie Perez, don't get me wrong. I grew up watching White Man Can't Jump with Rosie Perez, and then, anyway. And it was quite nice to see her in, you know, somewhat, I guess, leading role, I guess. Like, what do you call them? You know, a group lead. So it was cool. Anime never pans out. Yeah, no. It's, I guess that's what gives anime, like, it's, you know, it's fame or it's, you know, likability, because it's its own thing. Like, it's something that you have to, it's something that you can't really translate to movie, you know? Like, when I used to remember watching Dragon Ball Z and you would have to see like 10 episodes just to watch like 1 minute of what the actual fight scene is. You know, like you see 10 minutes, like you see 10 episodes of like Goku powering up or something, or some character, like, you know, going through a struggle. So it's something that you can't really do much on a, well, maybe you could, I don't know, it depends. I don't know. But from what I've seen, it's very difficult to get that same effect. So where was I at? Mortal Kombat. Yeah, so I saw, when I saw this new Mortal Kombat coming out, I was like, okay, so they're going to take maybe a little bit more slower, slower and methodical and a little realistic side to Mortal Kombat. And when I saw it, it started off that way with, you know, Sub-Zero and Scorpion fighting in the beginning. Now, I'll let you guys know there's going to be a lot of spoilers. Maybe not spoilers, but I mean, come on, it's Mortal Kombat. So the fight in the beginning, it kind of gives you that origin story, which I didn't really know that much about. Like, I didn't know who started the beef first. You know, for some reason I had it in my head that the Scorpion clan killed off Sub-Zero's whole clan or something, or maybe it was vice versa. I'm not sure, but it was one of those things. But anyway, but that origin story that they showed there was pretty good. I didn't think that they were going to give Sub-Zero, like, show off Sub-Zero's capabilities right off the bat. Like, I figured that was going to be something that he acquired later on in the movie. Like, I thought that it was going to be like their beginnings, like before, or maybe during his training, getting his freezing abilities. But anyway, so it was pretty good that they were able to start off that way. But throughout the movie, well, it starts to get a little exaggerated towards the middle of the movie where they start to introduce all these characters. It felt a little sped up. And some of the new characters, which I think I stopped really caring about Mortal Kombat around, I don't know, maybe the fourth or fifth game, I think. I'm not sure. So there's some characters in there that I don't really know. Like, I didn't really pay attention to that flying girl in the movie. I forgot her name was, with the wings. But I'm not sure. But I mean, she was again, spoiler, if you don't want to hear no spoilers, don't listen. but she gets taken out, you know, pretty easily. Well, not easily, but you know, she gets taken out. But I didn't really know she's not a kid. Oh, another one that I was surprised it was taken out was a main character from, well, sort of, I guess, is the main character, Goro. I was kind of thinking he was going to last throughout the movie. But, you know, apparently not. Bruh, they skipped out on even having Mortal Kombat. Wait, what? They skipped out. They skipped out on Mortal Kombat. There was no Mortal Kombat, and they brought in a fake character. That's another thing I was gonna say. Was this guy an actual character in the lure? Cole? Like, I didn't know who the fuck this guy is. I didn't know. Tournament is the whole point, man. They made the man up specifically for the movie. Yeah. So that's that was another thing that I was going to talk about. Like, I wasn't sure if this guy Cole was a part of the lure. And when they were saying that he was a descendant of Scorpion, for a minute I was thinking like Scorpion is gonna fucking take over this guy's body, or he's gonna fucking, you know, he's gonna channel Scorpion's you know, essence and whatever. And I was like, if they do that, that's gonna be kind of whack. But the fact that Scorpion just came out of nowhere, like, that I didn't understand. Like, where did he come from? Did Raiden release him? Did Raiden allow him? Or was he, like, hiding out this whole time, like, in hell or whatever, and then was able to come out? Did, this is when it starts to get foggy. What's this guy? I guess it's another sorcerer, I think, that was in the video game. Quan Chi, I think his name is. Was he a part of it? Like, did he let him out? You know, so those are the things that I'm like, I mean, all right. I didn't know where they were going to go with that, but at least they didn't do it where this guy Cole, like, for a second I thought he was going to, like, take over his essence, you know, and then fight Sub-Zero at the end. But no, the actual guy came back to fight. Tournament is the whole point. Yeah. Tournament is the whole point. Yeah, right. And the tournament is the whole point. So, like, do they still have to fight that last tournament? Like, they lost 9, right? So, do they still have to fight the last tournament? Is the next movie that they're going to come up with the tournament that they're supposed to fight in? And if you get rid of Goro, like, who else do you fucking... Goro was supposed to be the big bad. They make it seem like there will be a sequel. Right. Remember, death is not true death. Yeah, exactly. they go through another dimension. Yeah. Death is but a doorway to another dimension. Some shit like that, right? That was one of his this guy's thing. So maybe that's a good thing that these characters, even though they were offed in the movie, they will come back, which I hope. But now that fucking Goro got it, you know, he kind of loses his lure. Like, he was kind of badass looking when he first came out, you know, in the movie. And in the first fight scene, he was taken out, you know. Was it the first fight scene? Yeah. So, and this Cole guy, man, I don't know what fucking power. I thought he was going to get, like, he was going to get Scorpio's spear into his fucking hand. Like, I thought he was going to get that. Or I thought he was going to, like, channel and become, like, Baraka and shit. That's what I'm worried. I thought it was going to be Baraka. We had, like, I think he had, like, the blades in his arms and shit, right? Now, when I played the video games and I played with Cabal, and I liked Cabal because of one of his moves. You were able to, like, cheat the system and just keep swerving across the board, like, getting the guy disoriented. And it was pretty cool how they were showing, you know, those moves in the live action. But something about Cabal when he talks, it kind of put me off on Cabal. Like, when I looked at Cabal with the mask, like, I pictured him being, like, you know, like a serious Vader type, but then he just starts talking and he sounds all fucking stupid. I don't know. it didn't pan out. Like, it didn't seem like a good fit, but eh. Maybe I was just expecting too much out of these characters, because you think of them as being somewhat serious because it's a video game or whatever. But, you know, not really. Ace says, nope. He got a shirt that that absorbs the impact of hits for him. Yeah. To push back out. Yeah. Yeah, and she's talking about Cole and what his power was. Yo, Cabal and his steampunk Bane mask, right? Yeah, man. He was one of those characters that I liked in the game because of that cheesy move. But he had, like, that look, like he could be menacing. But then when he talked in the movie, I was like, eh. It's just having, like, of course, another Kano under a mask, you know? And we know how annoying Kano, even in the other movie. Hello, baby. I always wonder if that's how Linga from Linga Longa would talk. Hello, baby. Give daddy a kiss. Fucking Kano. But yeah, so Cabal was okay, the look, but the voice kind of fucked it up for me. I was expecting, now this is where we get tricky with the either the cartoon or the video game trying to be translated into live action. Hey, Mel from the Lyrical Laxatives, thank you for joining. We're talking Mortal Kombat here. I'm giving my review. Spoiler alerts, if you haven't seen it, stay in the chat, but cover your ears. So when I first saw Raiden, and I think Raiden was cool, you know, it's as good as it can get. I still like... Mainly because I'm an old school guy, I still like Chris. Was his name Christopher Lambert? Christopher Lambert's Raiden, because, you know, I was all into Highlander. Sorry, brain fart. Highlander. And I think he was a pretty good Raiden. Like, even though he didn't fight in his movie, but he seemed pretty, like, wise, wisdom, menacing, whatever. But the second Raiden, you know, he was able to be a little more physical. But the one thing that I liked about the movie when Raiden fought is that when he did his little not a teleport, his torpedo move, like, they actually used the same sound clip from the video game in the movie, which I thought was pretty cool. Like, because we always wanted, you know, like when you hear, like, Goku's Kamehameha or whatever in his movie, like, you want him to do it the right way, like, you know. And even though it was okay, it was all right. But they used the actual sound from the video game, which was, like, kind of dope. Like, yeah. But anyway, you would have to be an old school Mortal Kombat head to know what I'm talking about. But I was expecting that in this movie, and it didn't happen for a lot of the things. Now, when they did that, the infamous, like, get over here scene, the get over scene voice was different in the trailer than in the actual movie, which I think, it was still cool to hear, but it kind of lost its effect on how, you know, of him doing that. Hear him say it, you know. But I was kind of hoping. Now, the one thing that I thought was pretty dope, and I'm not going to, like, totally bash the movie, but I thought it was pretty dope how he did do, I guess, his finishing move on Sub-Zero. But he did not do it the traditional way as in the video game, which I thought was going to happen, where he would take off his mask and it would be a skeleton head and looking like, maybe they did it because they didn't want him to look like fucking Ghost Rider. And they thought they would have probably got, like, some copyright, something, copyright issues. They probably didn't want Ghost Rider people to be like, hey, he looks too much like Ghost Rider. Get him out of here. But that's all that was missing. And him, you know, doing his finisher on on Sub-Zero, which was pretty cool. Which I thought, like, why are they killing off these characters? But then again, going back to what the Shang Tsung character said, death is only a doorway to another dimension. So that means they will be back. Even though in the actual story, I think there were two Sub-Zeros. I'm going story, like, I actually read comic books. No, I'm going by, like, Mortal Kombat video game story mode. The video games. I think there were two Sub-Zeros. So maybe he'll be back, or they'll be back, the people that were offed in this movie. I'm trying to see what else about the movie that I wanted to talk about. Sonya Blade was pretty cool. Jax was okay. Didn't quite understand the little baby arms turning into, like, jacked arms and shit. Pun intended. But that was okay. It was nice seeing Kung Lao. It was nice seeing Kung Lao coming in and doing the flawless victory, taking out whatever that was. I thought it was pretty good. The what's his name? When they brought I don't know if it was the actual reptile or just one of those creatures, but I was kind of hoping for the ninja-looking reptile. Or there was a lot of characters. Now, see, this is what I'm talking about. Like, in the movie, Hey, Mr. A, how are you, buddy? What's going on, Mr. A? Thank you very much for joining. We're talking Mortal Kombat. Spoiler alert, if you guys haven't seen it, I'm talking about it. This is my review. Now, when I was talking about the pacing of the movie, like I was glad, like in the beginning, they were doing like an origin story of these two guys of Scorpio and Sub-Zero. And I was kind of hoping that they didn't take the rest of the movie to an exaggerated level, like introducing all these colorful characters all in one shot, like they did in the second movie. I think it's Annihilation. But they did, I guess, an okay blend, but I was kind of expecting certain characters more than others. Like, I was expecting Smoke, because I saw, like, some smoke happening in some of the scenes. So I was expecting Smoke to be there. Cabal was a good pick to show off. The other big guy... the big guy that had a mallet, I forgot his name, but I think he was one of the new characters because I didn't really know him that well. this missed out on some great characters. Yeah, there's like the new characters in Mortal Kombat. I'm not really familiar with, but there's a lot of them that were old from the old video games that I kind of was missing. Like, I wanted them to use Rain, Smoke. Who else is in there? Shiva? Was that her name? Like a Goro? Maybe that's why they killed off Goro, sort of. Maybe they might bring Shiva back. They did have Melina, which I was surprising. Like, I thought they were going to do, like... Well, anyway. Kitana wasn't there. Who else? Obviously, they're saving, like, Johnny Cage for the next one, because he was shown at the end. Which I was expecting to be in there. So I'm thinking maybe the next movie, if they do it, it's going to be the actual last tournament that they didn't fight in. And Johnny Cage is going to be one of the fighters. But who else would they need? I'm trying to go in my head, like, who was the characters in the first Mortal Kombat game? I think the only ones that they were missing is Johnny Cage. You know, they had Kano, they had Liu Kang, they had Sub-Zero, Scorpion, they had Raiden, Goro, Shang Tsung. Obviously, the Big Bad didn't make an appearance in the movie, so they might save him for the next one. Goro was a boss. Hell yeah. How he died so easily. Exactly. That's my point. And I was kind of hoping, like, they wouldn't off him. Like, he got offed pretty gruesome, you know? So I don't know how he's going to be able to, I guess he'll be able to come back. I'm not sure. Or maybe they'll replace him with Shiva. Who knows? Then how are they going to make Sonya not an original chosen one, right? She was MK from the jump. Exactly. She was there from the beginning. I remember her fucking doing those... am I confusing her with fucking... What's her name? Chun Li? She didn't have like a kick move. She had like a move where she would grab your body, your torso with her legs and then flip you on your neck or some shit. Like, I used to use that move a lot. Believe me, I was looking in the movie to find like Mortal Kombat video game moves. So what else? So yeah, Sonya Blade was an original. Glad that she got her wings or whatever, the mark of the beast. by taking out Kano, which was pretty cool. who else? But yeah. Now, the whole thing with the kids, not the kids, the Cole, this new character and his family. Like, I don't, I don't know who, because in my head, I'm still thinking, like, Scorpion is the bad guy here. Like, it seemed that they were making him to be somewhat of a good guy. Like, I didn't know. Like, when I played the video games, I always thought of him as being the bad guy. Maybe I didn't really pay attention to the storyline. Hey, what's up, Man Cave? Wong Guan. I'm talking Mortal Kombat here, buddy. So, but it was nice. I was kind of, I don't like, I'm not really feeling, I wanted him to look more like a ninja. And I think that hoodie kind of fucks it up for me. Like, it was kind of loosely over his head. I like that tight ninja look. But then again, maybe it would be too much of like the original Mortal Kombat, which I thought was pretty cool. That introduction of Scorpio was pretty good. And they used the actual "get over here" voice. Whereas in the movie, you know, it just sounded like a guy saying "get over here" in a mask. So, it is what it is. Scorpio was original a bad guy, but they changed it for the movie. You see what I'm saying? These things are fucking crazy. Are you talking about the film? Yeah, Masha. the new Mortal Kombat that just came out. Now, I thought they said that it came out on overseas like a week ago or something, right? So a lot of people probably already know like what's going on, what's happening. So I don't think I'm spoiling a lot of things. I'm sure a lot of people are seeing it. But like I was saying, the get over here scene, I thought it was good, but it kind of, like I said, the trailer get over here was a lot better. It kind of reminds me of the dark, that I'm really being picky right now, The Dark Knight Rises, where Bane first came, when they were first showing Bane in the trailer. And they had his original voice, which it was a little bit difficult for people to hear his voice, so they changed it. But I liked his original voice over the new one. It was more like menacing, more Darth Vader-y, more. He felt more like scary. Whereas when they changed his voice so that he could be more clear, like you could hear him a lot clearer, he just sounded like, no offense to anybody, like an uptight, like somebody from Britain, you know? I don't know. Whereas in the original, he was like very like you're fucking scared. Oh, fucking AK. But yeah, man, it is those little tweaks that kind, at least for me, kind of throw me off. Like, but I did like how they incorporated like Flawless Victory, finish him, you know, get over here, Kano wins, and that was kind of dope. How the, you know, he did the whole rip the heart out of its, you know, reptile's fucking body. talking about Kano and Liu Kang's bicycle kick. I mean, those are the things that the hardcore, I think, the hardcore like Mortal Kombat fans want to see in the movie, which I think went across very well in the movie. Like, it wasn't exaggerated. Like, when I saw the bicycle kick in the, was it the first Mortal Kombat or the second? But it seemed a little fake in a way. Like, it wasn't, and you didn't see Liu Kang's fireball or whatever it is until the very end. And it wasn't really like a fireball. It was like a little spark of energy when he killed Shang Tsung and he fell into the pit. Oh, and that part, which was kind of fucked up, where Shang Tsung sucked Kung Lao's soul. That was pretty cool. It was kind of fucked up though, but that was pretty cool. You yank cunt. Fucking man cave. the soul sucking though, right? I know, Ace. that was pretty. I felt kind of bad at that time when it happened, because I was like, oh man, I didn't think they were. And that was like, we're talking about Goro getting killed off. Fucking Kung Lao, man. He was a badass in the fucking film. And, you know, to be taken out like that. I mean, at least he got taken out by the big dog and not like, you know, it took a sorcerer to take him out. And at least he was able to get in a finishing move, which was pretty dope, which was actual a finishing move in one of the games. So that was pretty good that he was actually able to do that. What I'm waiting for, all right, I think I kind of exposed most of the movie. If there's anything else that I'm missing, let me know in the comments, in the chat, if there's something that you want me to touch on. But this is what I'm looking for in the next one, hopefully. And it's more of what I've been talking about. Like, storyline, I mean, it's fucking Mortal Kombat. So storyline, I'm not really that familiar with. But I'm going to be talking about what I'm looking for in story, sound, things like that. He says the vamp being sliced like a, yeah, like a hot dog. Hell yeah. Is that what that was? Is that what she was? Like a vamp? I don't know who that character was. That flying thing. But it's probably a new one. That's probably why they put her in there. Like somebody they can kill off. Now that I'm thinking, is Shiva the four-armed girl or monster? Or is she the one that can scream very loud? I'm trying to think of which one that was, Shiva. Yeah, I can't remember her either. Yeah, her name. Yeah. So yeah, pretty much what I'm looking for in the next one, if I hope they do, because I think there's a lot of traction with this movie, especially if they're going to be releasing it, you know, on HBO Max and things like that. Shiva be the forearm. Okay, I got you. Thank you. Thank you, Ace. I can always look to you for anime news. Well, not anime, but, you know. Anyway. I want them to incorporate... If they're going to, like, completely take out Goro, then obviously take Shiva and put her in his place. Maybe make her a little more menacing. The one that can scream very loud, add her in there. Bring Kitana. That's going to be another character. Obviously, the big bad Shao Kahn is going to be probably in the next one. And Raiden looks like he can throw down. So he a little more fight scenes with Raiden in the next movie. I do want to hear the infamous when he would do his finishing move, and I'm talking about Raiden. When he electrocutes the shit out of your head. and it blows up. I do want to see that kind of finishing move. It was kind of dope how it showed him do his teleportation in a way, which was pretty dope. Let me see what. Let me see what I can put up with without. I might get in trouble, but I want to hear the sound of Raiden doing his moves, which I want to hear in the in the next movie. I haven't previewed these clips, so I don't know if these are the right ones, but you guys can get an idea on what I'm looking for.
Raiden wins.
That type of shit. That type of shit gets me all riled up, man. Because that brings me back from the original. And when he did that whole, when he's like flying across the board, like pushing you across the board. Or the one where he's like electrocuting the shit out of your head and it explodes.
Raiden wins.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Now, the one thing that I am glad that they didn't do in the movie is, like, the cheesy, like, what is it called? The friendships? those cheesy-ass fatalities or whatever? Like, I'm glad they didn't try and, like, make it cheesy like that, doing those type of things. You know, one thing that I did that I thought they were going to do, maybe they sort of did it. But you know, if you've played the newer video games, they do like when they do like a certain combo or a certain attack, like they would show like the bone breaking, like underneath your skin, like when you get punched in the face or something, and you see like the jaw breaking in the, underneath. Like I thought they were gonna do something like that in the movie, like with some of these moves. Just that opening fight scene with Sub-Zero and Scorpion, man, when he like. Grab, I think he speared the shit out of somebody's head and then slammed him head first onto the floor, which was pretty gruesome to look at. Like, I thought they were going to do some of those, that type of like cutscene, like showing his fucking. Well, anyway, it was good. One thing that they didn't disappoint is in it was in the gruesome part, which is the basis of Mortal Kombat, pretty much. You know, you can't hold back when it comes to that. So these are some of the things that I'm waiting for in the next one. I want to hear like certain characters. I want to see certain characters do some actual fighting, like Raiden. Maybe Shang Tsung, maybe mix it up a little bit more with Shao Kahn. Shiva, some characters that we've missed. Of course, Johnny Cage is going to be there. I want to see what type of character he's going to be in the next one. I want to see him crush somebody's nuts, as we all liked doing in the video game. Who else? I'm trying to think. Obviously, Reptile, like an original Reptile. I don't know if there is an original Reptile, or are all Reptiles just the same? Like, I'm going by the ninja-looking Reptile in the video game. He says they are teasing that Katana will be in the sequel. Okay. Yeah, and I think when once you start bringing in like Shao Kahn, like she's gonna be a more apparent because I think of the actual storyline with Kitana being like the princess of Outworld or some shit like that. I think that's what it was. And he took over. I don't know. I'm going off of bad memory here. I'm going off of Cheetos and weed memories when I used to have that. But yeah, so those characters coming back, I want to see. Hopefully some of the characters that got taken out come back, like Sub-Zero and Scorpion. I want him to keep coming back. Because if you remember, like in the first original Mortal Kombat, like when they first introduced Sub-Zero and Scorpion, like Shang Tsung introduced them in on the boat, and he was like, Sub-Zero and Scorpion, you know, the deadliest of enemies, you know, to each other. But now they're under his control, right? So maybe that's how they're going to bring them back. That they're going to be under his control, and then we can see even more badass Sub-Zero and Scorpion for the next one. Kitana is a princess, and her mom was basically a a concubine. Right. You got some good memory, yo. Concubine was basically a couple. Yeah, man. Hey, Nana. Thank you, everybody, for joining. This is the Ralph William Podcast. We're talking Mortal Kombat here towards the end of my review. So you don't need to worry about spoilers from this point on. Unless I fuck up and say something. But yeah, so I want to hear that. Maybe not too much exaggeration with characters, but incorporating original sounds. Not to flood the movie with all these different characters. You give it a 3 out of 10? Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't go that low. It was low, but I wouldn't go that low. I would say maybe 5 out of 10. Maybe 5 out of 10. Hey, what's up, Mike? Mike says, have the movie, haven't watched it, but spoilers never really. Okay, cool. I'm glad, man. I have the movie. Okay, gotcha. Yeah, man. So, what was I talking about? Don't oversaturate. Like, if you're going to introduce a whole bunch of characters, you might want to leave it for, like, an end game type of movie. You know, when you have to for a big fight scene, which might be something that they might... If it keeps doing well, like maybe we can probably squeeze out 3 movies out of it, and then you start introducing like Nightwolf and all these other characters, you know, to spark up a big fight scene. Towards the end. And I think that would be pretty good, to be honest with you. Stop making up. Wait, what? Stop making up people. Yeah, exactly. Stop making up people. Stick to the characters we already know. Exactly, Ace. Johnny Cage. No, he wasn't there, man. No, he's going to be in the next one, apparently. So that not a lot of the... I mean, you pretty much got all the originals from the original Mortal Kombat there, except for Johnny Cage. So, you know. No, Baraka, not even, man. Like, I consider, like, Baraka, Reptile, like, those could be, like, throwaway characters. Like, not throwaway characters, but what the ones that I can see being taken out, you know? If you want to show off a finisher, like, do it on them. And maybe a lot of these new characters that I don't know about, you know? But I do know, like, there's a character, Rain. Rain was in the, should be in there, or should have been there. Or maybe that's another character for later on. Smoke, like I said. The robots, the two robot ones, which were in the second movie of Mortal Kombat. But I thought they were a little exaggerated. I'm not sure. Cyrax and... I forgot the other guys, the other robot's name. But, you know, it is what it is. So, on a scale of 1 to 10, I give it a 5. Ace gives it a 3. And we hope it did well enough for them to make more. Because, you know, why not? I think we're in need of some more, what do you call it? Like a sequence of movies from different universes, like the Mortal Kombat universe. Like, we already have DC Universe, Marvel Universe, which is going to be doing their own thing. So I think we need a Mortal Kombat universe to start coming up with some, you know, some things. Because they're running out of movies. I am waiting for The Rock's... what movie is he in? Is it Captain Marvel? Not Captain Marvel. Black Adam. Yeah, I'm waiting for Black Adam. That's what I'm waiting for. Because I never really, like, I've seen them, like, in some comic books or in some video games or maybe in some cartoons, but I was never really familiar with the storyline with Black Adam and Shazam. So it might be pretty interesting to open up different storylines, universes, you know, to change things up, you know? So I can't wait for that. And of course, I think Flash is movie that I'm kind of stoked for. Nitara, that was the vamp bitch. Oh, Nitara. Jesus. Such a badass name for a character that just got killed like a hot dog. Nitara. Huh. Let's see. Now that is a sound that I was looking forward to. Even though it wasn't exactly the same, it was still you know, it was still nice to hear it. Can I pull it up? Is this a good quality thing? I'm trying to get that clip of him saying it. No, I don't want to play the whole freaking trailer, but that's my point, is that the get over here scene was a lot more impactful in the trailer than it was, at least for me, in the movie. So that's my biggest gripe with it. This Cole character can go eat a bag of dicks. He didn't need to be in there. And that's it. That's going to be my review for Mortal Kombat, guys. Thank you guys for hanging out and listening. And hopefully there's going to be another review. Like, I watched Birds of Prey. I watched Suicide Squad last night. Because those are some of the movies that, you know, I never really paid attention to that much when I saw them in theaters. So I wanted to really dive into them and like, you know, what's it? What is it all about? Was it like I was feeling the Suicide Squad a little bit because, of course, it had Will Smith in it. But even though some of the scenes were a little exaggerated, Birds of Prey, I felt it was just straight up B movie, to be honest with you, because even though I'd never really seen the comics or heard of anything with Birds of Prey, like just the way they were, portrayed and showing off the movie, it didn't seem like, it kind of reminded me of Tank Girl. I'm pretty sure Ace might remember Tank Girl, right? Anybody remember Tank Girl? Thank you, Ralph. Yeah, it wasn't, you know, it wasn't all that. That sounded like some good sound bites for a beat for you to make. Yeah, man, I might do that. Thanks for the idea. But that would be strictly for the, you know, I don't want to get in trouble for that. Try to find that one scene, bro. I want to hear it.
Sub-Zero.
See? And that even that one scene where he says, I am Sub-Zero. Like, he didn't. He just said it once. And it wasn't that menacing. But I guess that's what trailers are for, right? Yeah, so it wasn't that get over here is not as impactful as the original get over here from the Mortal Kombat movie. But that's it, guys. That's my review of Mortal Kombat. I hope you guys enjoy it. Thank you for listening for that portion. Now it's going to be a strictly free-for-all conversation. So if anybody wants to call in, have anything to say, have any topics they want to talk about, you're more than welcome. I'm going to be, for those of you that don't know, I have an internet radio station in the works on epicstrategiesnetwork.com. And I will be going live after the live here on Podbean, where I'm going to be doing a live mix for you guys in the morning to get you started, and hope that, you know, wake everybody up, wake myself up, actually, because without coffee, you know, I need some music to wake me up. So head on over to epicstrategiesnetwork.com. I will send out the link in Discord. Now, one thing that it was brought to my attention is that, excuse me, when you open links on Discord, that once you close it out or like, let's say you open it up with your phone, and then you close it, like you shut your phone screen off, it'll take you off of the stream. The best way to combat this is, like, if you're on Discord, copy the link from Discord and paste it on your, if it's your laptop browser or your phone browser, paste it on your phone browser. That way you can go to the website and listen to the station and have it playing in the background with your phone off. That way you guys can still be on the Bean, you know, listen to the Bean, but you can have some tunes playing in the background from the WESN network. And I hope you guys enjoy. You can, when you go to the website, there's a form there. If you guys have any suggestions or if you want to submit a freestyle for one of the shows at 9 p.m. called Freestyles Delight, where it's going to be playing mostly instrumental tracks aimed for those that like to freestyle. So if you want to record yourself doing a freestyle over one of the tracks that are played on the radio station, or if you just want to do an acapella, submit your, make sure it's an MP3 format. Submit it to the station on the website, and we'll put it on for everybody to hear. Make sure you put in the information that you want us to, you know, put out there in terms of if you want to use your name or an alias, you know, what beat you used, if you did it over a separate beat, yada, yada, yada. You know what I'm talking about. Let us know. Bear in mind that the website is a working project. It's a working process. I'm doing my best to make it good to the eye. So bear with me. But it's up and running. And I want to say thank you, everybody, for tuning in. I'm very grateful that you guys are still keep me in mind when you check me out when I'm online. Even though I didn't schedule this, I just came on. You guys are here. I appreciate it. You guys are awesome. Now, I don't know if Naresh is in here, but I did one piece of news that I was trying to say earlier is that India's health ambassador passed away. I don't know if this is a true headline. He says it's not true or it's incorrect, but he's going to look into it. So if any one of my Indian friends out there that are listening, that might listen to this podcast later, leave a comment in the podcast below. Let me know if this is true, what is going on. Apparently it was because, they say that he took the vaccine and then he passed away a few days later. who knows? Who knows with that situation? And I do want to make a comment on... what's this guy's name? Bill Maher. Bill Maher, real quick, on one of his closing monologues, right? Is that how you say it? in the beginning, really like praising the President of the United States. And it's kind of different of his past monologues, if anybody ever remembers, where he's completely shitting on it. Like, I don't know if this is like him being sarcastic, or if he was genuine, or maybe they told him like, hey man, you can't be shit talking the president, you know, this is starting to be a totalitarian, so they're going to take over the network and you're going to get fired. You better start talking nice about them. I don't know. Who knows? Who knows what the whole thing is? But the one thing that he said at the end, which was pretty interesting, like he was pretty much saying how the how we everybody really talks bad about the elderly and things like that, but it's there is a lot of wisdom in people that are older than us, and I firmly believe in that. Like, I always try and keep my elders in the highest respect, because you know they've gone through a lot of shit. They've been through things that we don't know about, you know. So let me see how long this clip is, and then you guys can decipher for yourself. But I thought it was a pretty good monologue.
Everywhere else in the world, elders are sought for guidance. In America, elders are sought for TikTok pranks. In Greece, old man is a compliment, not something you scream after get out of my way. In India, young people touch old people's feet to show reverence. Japan has a national holiday called Karonohi, Respect for the Aged Day. You know the reason why advertisers in this country love the 18 to 34 demographic? Because it's the most gullible. Yeah. A third of people under 35 say they're in favor of abolishing the police, not defunding, but doing away with a police force altogether.
Now, this is a good point.
Which is less of a policy position and more of a leg tattoo. 36% of millennials think it might be a good idea to try communism. But much of the world did try it. I know millennials think that doesn't count because they weren't alive when it happened. And there are people around who remember it. Pining for communism, it's like pining for Betamax or MySpace. So when you say, you're old, you don't get it. Get what? Abolish the police and the border patrol and capitalism and cancel Lincoln? No, I get it. Problem isn't that I don't get what you're saying or that I'm old. The problem is that your ideas are stupid. If you say, let's eat in the bathroom and shit in the kitchen, yeah, that's a new idea. But I wouldn't call it interior design. You think someone 80 is hopeless because they can't use an iPhone? Maybe the one who's hopeless is the one who can't stop using it.
Ooh. Shots fired.
You think I'm out of it because I'm not on Twitch? Well, maybe I get Twitch, but I just think people watching other people play video games is a waste of fucking time.
Sorry, guys, but he's got a point for me anyway.
20% of Gen Z agree with the statement, society would be better off if all property was owned by the public and managed by the government. And another 29% say they don't know if that's a good idea. Here's who does know. Anyone who wasn't born yesterday.
Now that is a powerful statement, and I'm going to leave it off with that. So thank you guys for tuning in. I greatly appreciate it. You guys are awesome. Thanks for the support. Thanks for the comments. And, you know, don't dismiss your elders. They've lived through certain things that it would crush anybody young, to be honest with you, I think. You can't ask one of these young kids to live through Vietnam or live through, you know, the Great Depression or live in a very communist country or live in India or live in Venezuela and live there their whole lives and think it's okay and think it's great. My father was born in Cuba. He lived in Cuba most half of his life. He knows how it was to live in a communist country. So he came to this country and he knew it was the best place to be. So whether it's fake or not, or just a plan to get people to argue, it's a serious thing for those that think joining a communist or turning this country into a communist country or taking on communist ideals is a good thing. You need to talk to someone who's lived through it. If you're in Florida, talk to a Cuban that's lived in Cuba. Let them school you. Let them tell you what it's really like to be, you know, governed by a dictator, communist country. And then let everybody know if that's the plan to go with this country. Now, a lot of people think that being all for the United States is a bad thing. Like, I don't know why. I certainly am grateful and blessed that I was born in this country and not a bad, you know, third world country where people can barely have good food, good water. I mean, there are some issues that we need to work on, of course. But to try and do what everybody else did in the world and fail at it is kind of dumb. But that's just my two cents. Thank you, everybody, for joining. Make sure to head on over to epicstrategiesnetwork.com and come and join me in a little mix in the morning for that ass. You can find me on Twitter at the Ralph William on Twitter. You can find me on mixcloud.com. You can click the link below if you want to join the Discord server. What's up, Tears? You can go to Teardrops of Hip Hop. Follow Tears in the chat right now and join his show. Thank you very much, everybody, for joining. I greatly appreciate it. Remember, stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed. Take care. Peace.